B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Chew your tums, sir.
Now I'm on Tums.
Oh my gosh.
Ron brought them in for me.
6 a.m. already eating Tums.
You need them.
Man, last night was an awesome night. I'll tell you in a second. Play that game with Loren real quick, though. Let's start off with an early morning game.
So,
let me give you some game music. Hold on. Let's see.
What game are we playing so I can mentally prepare quickly?
I don't want you to mentally prepare.
Okay.
So, Loren's mom, Dana, is currently flying from Pittsburgh to Fort Lauderdale.
Why do you know
that? So guess what? No, put your phone down.
Okay.
Put your phone down. I want you to guess what your mom's doing right now. Okay?
Oh, okay.
We know because she posted a photo.
Okay. So don't look at your phone.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Is she drinking a Bloody Mary? Is she shopping at what I would consider a fancy store?
At the airport.
At the airport. Or is she taking a photo of the sunrise?
My mom is drinking at the bar.
Loren, you are correct!
Hey!
Yay! 6 a.m. and Dana's.
Hence the reason I'm jealous of my mother's carefree lifestyle.
You said you weren't.
Bring in
the taser, she lied.
No, I didn't lie. I said slightly, but, you know.
Oh, man.
You can play back the tape.
We saw that she was drinking a Bloody Mary, and I was like, hell yeah. That's awesome, man.
Well, I figured the process of elimination, she wasn't shopping at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bad one. Why did I choose that?
And, well, because there's the stores at the airport.
Yeah, but she does love the sunrise, but she loves the sunrise on the beach. Probably not at the airport in Pittsburgh.
All right, we'll do the game again, Roy. Pick a different one besides the store.
Okay.
Maybe petting a service dog.
She's petting a service dog, drinking a Bloody Mary, or teaching the bartenders on how to fix her drink.
Oh, she's definitely teaching the bartenders.
Does she do that as a bartender? Does she say, like, hey, here's how I make it?
Yeah, but she asked for, like, random drinks that nobody's ever heard of, like a new fashion. And people are like, what's in a new fashion? So then she has to tell them. I don't know, but that's what she drinks.
That's how I felt when I was, green tea shots is a big thing here in Charlotte, but, like, nowhere else.
Yeah.
So, like, every time I ever travel and I want a green tea shot, they're like, what?
That's funny.
And I gotta tell them how to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a sex on the beach with the sand in the crack, please? That's just the salt on the top. That's what we call it, sand in the crack. Last night was a pretty cool night for me. For all the years that I've lived here, I've never gone to a Davidson basketball game, house that Steph built. Steph Curry played there. Now, Steph Curry's jersey is not retired in the gym, surprisingly.
Really?
It's because he didn't graduate.
Oh, he dropped out?
Well, he left in his junior year, I believe. So he's got some credits left, according to some of the regulars up there that I was hanging out with.
So what are they waiting to, in hopes that he'll come back and
finish? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And the court, I said, well, why don't they name the court after him? The court is named after the coach who's been there for a long time. And the arena is the Belk Arena, so that's covered. Well, so maybe they can name the street that it's on. Curry Court.
Knock the coach off the court. It's time.
I don't know. And you know what? It wasn't overly, like, I was driving up there with a buddy of mine, and so they played Rhode Island. That's how I ended up there. They played the University of Rhode Island. My friend Dave is a big Rhode Island fan, so he's like, last week I got tickets. Do you want to go? I said, sure. Well, I didn't know his tickets were through the URI alumni, the Rhode Island Alumni Association, so we're directly behind the Rhode Island bench in the Rhode Island family and friends section.
And you wore dudes and stuff?
I wore, like, just a button-down. I didn't have anything on.
Yeah, but you were rooting for the other people.
They were. I was. I mean, I was neutral. I was just watching the game, taking it all in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my friend Dave is yelling at the ref, and then they're getting on him. Somebody yelled a Rogaine to him at one point.
What?
Rogaine?
Yeah, because he has, like, he's balding in the back because, you know, he's hitting 40.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you go, you give the business, you get the business. At one point, the football team wanted to come after him.
Okay.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, I think just the offensive line. The offensive line of the football team, not the offensive line.
Why is the football team at a basketball game?
Cheering on the team, the Davidson basketball team.
Okay. I didn't know.
They're fans.
Nicole, as a college athlete, tell Roy, like, yeah, like, everybody supports each other.
Yeah, that's, like, the not any amount of weird.
Oh, I mean, no one ever came to my football game.
There should be no amount of hesitation in your voice.
You didn't play in college.
Well, that's true. I didn't play in college.
Nobody came to my football game. Your mom and dad did.
Sometimes.
Come on, son. But it was a really cool experience, and I just have one quick funny story. I went to a bar. Well, I posted on socials that we're going up there. Where should we go? And everybody said there's a bar called the Brick House. Uh-huh. Go check out the Brick House. And they had delicious pizza and wings, by the way, which is hence the Tums this morning. But so I said to the bartender, when I go there, your mom might like this, being a bartender, Loren. I like to ask the bartender's name. Because I like to have, you know, names so that I don't feel bad, like, hey, can I have another beer?
Right.
So her name was Amanda. And I go, oh, hey, Amanda, nice to meet you. She's like, hey, what can I get you? And I said, beers. And then I said, Amanda, can we have a menu? And she came over, she gave me the menu. And she kind of looked at me for a second and she goes, Amanda, are you like Maney? I go, yeah, I am. And she goes, oh, my God, it's so funny. She's like, I listened to you. And the minute you said my name, I knew it was you because you always talk about your wife, Amanda. And like the commercials that you guys do.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So she said, as soon as you said Amanda, I recognized your voice. I said, did I say it nicely? You know.
Yeah. It wasn't like, Amanda!
Yeah. Amanda, the baby's diaper's dirty.
She give you a good pour?
Yeah, she was really nice. Everybody up there was really nice.
They were drinking beers. It's not
so
like
it was cool. Yeah. And then the other thing I didn't realize, too, is like, because I pictured Davidson like up off of 85 and like a little further north. And it's the last town in Mecklenburg County, I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also not far from the Renaissance Festival. So I drove past the entrance of the Renfest on my way up there and gave a little beep.
It's up there from here, but it's you know.
It was like a 40-minute ride for me from Waxhaw.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
From Waxhaw, I assumed it would take you like at least an hour.
485, 85, bang, Poplar Town Road.
Oh, you didn't hit traffic then.
No, we went against it.
Yeah. But it's a cute little town.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of my hometown, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because we had a college. I lived in Salem, but we had Roanoke College.
Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So today, everybody here on the show, I think it's worth mentioning, everyone here on the show, we're going to a memorial today for someone who worked here at the radio station with Otis. Her name is Brittany Kaysen. And Brittany Kaysen, there's a celebration of her life. She passed away.
2 weeks ago?
Probably 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And a lot of the people in Charlotte that know her are celebrating her life today. And we're dedicating today's show to Brittany. She was a really, really funny person.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing...
Very talented radio disc jockey.
Doing radio in Vegas. She
just
had
a sweet person in general.
A blogger. You're right. Very sweet. She was a blogger. She really had a TV. She did some stuff for NASCAR. She had her hands in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And today we are going to celebrate her life at a memorial. And I know we're going to run into Otis, who used to work here, and a lot of other people. She worked at WFNZ, who used to be in our building here. She was known as Flash Girl over there.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many old CBS people we're going to run into.
I imagine a lot of people will be there. I know Otis is driving up from Atlanta. That's where he's working now. It's typical to the MRL show, though. We're all, you know, going to this. We're leaving. We're going to get out of work and head over there. But, like, everybody, I'm wearing gray. I don't have the
Our clothes is a nightmare.
It's for you too.
But like, it's a thing on, like, whether or not, like, Otis, I asked him, he's wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's too much.
I'm in a gray button-down and black pants.
I'm in a gray with blue striped sweater vest because I thought it was an upbeat, casual celebration of life.
Nicole, what did, by the way, Brittany's laughing at this. What did,
she is, for sure.
What did Roy say he was dressed as?
Roy said, I'm going for upbeat casual.
Yeah.
And I think I nailed it.
It's a celebration of life.
Nailed it.
It's not the actual funeral.
No.
No, I know.
So I didn't want to wear black, but now I'll come in here and everyone's wearing black and I'm like, now I want to go home.
Well, you
and,
said I look sad.
And you do look sad.
No, you look cool. You're wearing a black jacket. You
well,
look cool.
I just associate all black jackets. You know,
Nicole and I are like twinsies today.
Yeah.
And there's Manny and I sticking out.
I'm wearing gray. This is the darkest shirt that I have.
What pants you're
gonna,
do you have on?
Black jeans.
Okay.
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna be like, are you not wearing black jeans
and sneakers?
Oh,
really?
Maybe
you wore sneakers.
You wore sneakers.
They're black.
At least I wore nice
are you in
shoes.
College?
Maybe
college.
Looks like you forgot.
I didn't.
Did you go to Davidson?
I'm prepared.
I honestly was gonna say it looks like I forgot. He just one upped me. Oh, gosh. Brittany, what are we going to do?
But we saw Brittany right at our Christmas dinner.
Yeah, she stopped by.
Well, we were
Essex.
Just with her at Morning Show Boot Camp, too. And then we saw her in December. And Yeah.
So keep her in your thoughts today.
And her family.
In her family. And, you know, very talented woman. And today we will celebrate her life dressed as we all are.
Okay. Yeah, on that. Sorry, Brittany.
We got a lot to do today. Let's find out. Roy took pictures yesterday of the fire department.
Yeah!
Woo!
During your real estate class?
Yeah.
We got to talk about that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So if you didn't hear yesterday, Roy's taking a real estate class 2 days a week. And much like Loren's Italian class, don't expect this to last very long.
Hey. Better. I've spent a lot of money on this class.
I know, but, you know, you have incidents and things that happen in your life.
And by the way, I was only one class away from passing my Italian class. Thank you very much.
What? So you had to show up three times?
Yeah. Yeah.
I went like 6 or 7.
That's your lie. That's your lie. You can stick to it.
You did not.
No, you did not. We know you way too well.
Okay. Anyway, Roy, so you're at real estate class on yesterday afternoon. What happened?
So the fire alarms went off, which I don't know why. Wherever I go, fire alarms fall off. You know? It's like firemen want to see me.
They flock to Roy.
Yeah.
It's like your superpower.
It's like they're one day hoping that I'm actually in distress, you know, and they want to rescue and pull me out.
I think isn't there a superhero Aaron called the Torch, the Human Torch or something like that? That's Roy.
Yeah, but, you know, the majority of the time, like, I live in an apartment complex here in the city, and, you know, when that alarm goes off, you don't really evacuate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of wait, and you're like, well, I don't smell smoke.
You think it's just a suggestion?
Kind of, because it goes off so much, somebody burns toast on the 11th floor, you know. So, you know, it was like my first time where I felt like I was in high school again. Like the teacher stood up and was like, okay, I'm going to be the last one out, everyone. Let's leave. And we're all like single file leaving the building. And we're all like waiting outside for the fire department. People are timing the fire department, by the way, which was funny to me. They're like, oh, 6 minute response time. Like judging the fire department.
Good thing this wasn't a real emergency.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, all the firefighters came up, and evidently somebody during a food inspection set the fire alarm off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They knew it was going to be that bad that they just pulled the fire alarm?
Because my school is actually in a complex, a shopping complex.
Okay.
In Ballantyne.
So how long were you out for, and then did you have to make that time up?
No, but so we get like 10-minute breaks like every hour and a half, and he counted one of those as a 10-minute break. And if I would have known that, I would have gone gotten a drink or used the restroom. So I was a little annoyed when I came back in.
Yesterday you talked about, and later on the show, I have some ideas on how you can pep up your class a little bit from...
You know, they don't talk. It's so silent.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, no one's like, everyone's taking this really serious. And
it's a serious class.
And I know. And I'm taking it very serious, too. I want to be a broker and flip houses, and I want to go down that path. And I do want to finish the course, but like, I also want to have fun.
Yeah. Well, I found a list of ways that you can make the people laugh. And
okay.
I'll give that to you coming up around 6:50 this morning. I know Loren's laugh is definitely on deck.
Okay.
At the very least.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
By the way, you can see, I took video of the firefighters. You can see it up on my Instagram, @KISSRoyBoy.
I retweeted it yesterday.
I was like,
they love you.
I love it.
It's now Roy's screensaver.
And I'm not 100% convinced that you're not the one pulling the fire alarm.
They're on to me, Lauren. Move on.
He's a man in uniform. All right, Mani, you asked me a couple days ago when I told you there was a Jumanji sequel coming.
Mm-hmm. But there already was.
There is. We talked about it.
There's a sequel to this.
No.
It was a reboot. So now it's getting a sequel. Well, you asked me if Nick Jonas was on board, which we hadn't found out any details about the cast yet. We knew that The Rock and Jack Black and Kevin Hart would be coming back, but we didn't know about Nick Jonas. I am happy to say Nick Jonas is joining the sequel.
Hey,
yeah.
Good.
And it is set to hit theaters on December 13th.
Okay.
Another sequel that is in production is World War Z. And if you remember it, it's one of my favorite Brad Pitt movies. The movie itself wasn't fantastic, but I watched it on mute because Brad Pitt is gorgeous in that movie. He's reuniting with his Fight Club director, and there's a little pre-production issue. Apparently, they're way over budget already, so it's been halted.
Well, they have Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah. But this could be a non-issue since the first film was also way over budget, and this one is set to make $540 million worldwide like the first one did if it does go through.
Okay.
The Simpsons, Mani. I feel like this is a very Mani dirty. Mm. The Simpsons just got renewed for their animated series for season 31 and 32. Yes. I cannot believe how long standing this show is.
Oh, I mean, don't they get bored of it?
I'm like, what else are you writing about? I guess they do pop culture stuff, like they, you know, integrate it into the show.
Yeah, that's about right. I was 13, like, when it...
So crazy.
I just want to say, in 30 years of this show, and for whatever reason is still on... I'm going to be phoning it in. I am.
It's still funny, man. I bring up clips in here, and it's just funny. It's my humor. I don't know.
Yeah, and like I said, it's still relevant because they're using things that are happening in pop culture. So, I mean, it's the same characters. Bart Simpson's been 13 for 30 years. But
did you know I wrote an episode?
No.
Yeah, I wrote an episode. I never did anything with it, but Barney becomes the mayor.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Like Barney.
He's the town drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should submit it into the executive.
You should. That would be so cool.
I have it in a manila folder, and I look at it every once in a while.
Can you bring it in here?
Nah. It's really not a game.
Yeah, but if you brought it in here and just left it.
Some things are serious to me.
Maybe one of us would just submit it for you. That way you wouldn't have to feel like you were stepping out on
a ledge. We have Hollywood contacts.
Yeah.
We can make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Kim Kardashian and Kanye West decided not to buy their South Beach condo.
Thanks, Lauren. Why were the three of us, four, including producer Nicole, in here screaming yesterday around 7:50? If you missed it, we'll tell you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
So yesterday at 7:50, we were all screaming in pain.
How are you guys feeling today?
Fine. I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel okay, too.
It was strange blowing my nose yesterday, but...
What did we do yesterday, Lorraine, that had all of us screaming?
We played wax strip trivia.
That's right. And for every question we got wrong, we got waxed, thanks to our friends at Newbrows. And Emily came in and put the wax on us. The video is up at the MRL Show on Insta and our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go look up the MRL Morning Show on YouTube.
If you missed it, here's what it sounded like when we were getting waxed.
Did it come off? How much hair's gone? Let me see, Maya.
That was my chest hair getting waxed yesterday.
It sounded like you got murdered.
Bro, that hurt way worse than the taser.
Did it?
Hold on. There's Nicole.
Oh my god!
What? She almost like dived to the ground.
You didn't even get a count.
And she goes, "What?
was that it?"
That's
like a champ.
Yeah.
That's our Lorraine. Oh, no, good God. What was that?
Did it hurt?
That was like a double thing hit. She did half of it and then the
other. Speechless.
And here, I don't know who this is. This is a bonus one. One, two, three.
That was the nose. That was me.
Yeah, Lorraine got it in her nose. Yeah. You cackled like a witch.
One, two, three.
It's kind of like a witch.
Am I bleeding?
Yeah, so wax trivia. We got waxed yesterday.
The videos are funny. You got to go check those out. Here's Lorraine afterwards.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
One, two, three.
You want to see how my, tell me how my chest looks and be honest, because I got it waxed and then I had a shave.
Oh, you shaved it already?
Yeah, because I wanted to.
You wanted to.
Because you didn't want your wife to see it. That's why.
I wanted to equal out.
Uh-huh.
It looks pretty good. It looks like nothing ever happened.
Well, you missed some spots.
There's some spots.
Yeah, it's like really.
Yeah, there's like a. You're a little red.
No. I don't want to feel it. How come you didn't shave all the chest hair off?
All the way?
Yeah, why didn't you
I
just
can't
shave?
Get that low.
Why?
I don't know. I had it down to like on one.
Yeah, but with a regular razor, like Amanda's razor that she shaved her legs with, you could.
Stop rubbing your...
You're so weird.
Don't do this.
When Manny got waxed yesterday, though, it literally his chest bled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's by the way, you can watch this show whenever on the radio. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook.
I suggest waiting a few minutes.
Yeah, because Manny just did something to the camera.
That was for our friend Lori, who doesn't show up on Facebook Live often anymore. But she loves us. Okay, so yes, go check that out. Strip waxing is up on our Instagram at the MRL show. And like our YouTube channel, go subscribe to it at the MRL show. Up next, though, we want to send someone out to Atlanta.
Yes, to go be on the set of The Walking Dead. We're going to get you qualified in 5 minutes. Do not go anywhere.
Lorraine.
Yes?
You don't just touch our tones randomly.
Sorry about that.
Well, since you did, let's go ahead and get caller number 9. 704-570-9595. Qualifying you to go, and we'll fly you down to Atlanta, and you get to hang out on the set of The Walking Dead.
And it's the, it's The Walking Dead Party. On location, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
And we've been doing it all week long at 6:50. We've been asking you to be caller 9. And then when you get to be caller 9, we want to talk to you and find out which show member you would take into the zombie apocalypse bunker.
Lorraine's been winning.
The entire week.
Yeah. There's no votes for Manny or I.
Which
reasonably... You know, I one time applied to be part of a bunker community. You guys remember that?
Yeah, shockingly, you got denied.
Yeah, I didn't have any practical skills, they thought.
Yes, The Walking Dead does return February 10th at 9 o'clock on AMC. The premiere is coming up this weekend. It's hard to believe it's already February 10th. I feel like as slow as January was, February's going to fly.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
It's only 28 days, right? Is it a leap year?
No, it's not a leap year.
I don't
year.
Think it is.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for our caller number 9 to come through and tell us why they want to bring Lorraine down to the bunker, Roy's taking a real estate class in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm becoming a broker.
Well, maybe that could help you in the bunker. You know, we'll have to rebuild afterwards. You can sell property that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, I'll sell you a bunker.
Take me to the bunker and we can look at properties together. And then you said like some of your jokes are falling flat and you felt like you just wanted to add a little shot of energy to your class, right?
Everyone's really quiet and taking it seriously, as they should.
Well, this is from prankmonkeys.com.
Okay.
Only you would find this website.
School pranks for class clowns.
All right.
Find someone's drink and shake it up. You could also put a hole in someone's drinking straw or bottle so that it trickles down their shirt when they take a drink. Hilarity ensues.
That's mean to shake someone's bottle.
That is mean.
Yell out bingo anytime your professor yells out any kind of numbers.
And as you can see here, the square foot is 2,323. Bingo!
And then just look around and be like, oh, sorry. Let's see. Tape down the mouse for your professor or anyone. Put a goldfish in someone's drink.
Like an actual fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor thing.
No, maybe let's start with a Swedish fish.
Yeah. Cut a classmate's tie in half. That's always hilarious.
What?
Whoa, that's wacky.
Cut a classmate's tie in half.
Why?
I don't know.
I do have to wear business casual to class.
Really?
Yeah.
Kick a roll of toilet paper down the steps and yell, watch out below.
That's very meany.
That is.
tie balloons to a couple doors that yell congratulations. And then when people ask you, what are you being congratulated for? Just say anything. Let's see.
That is pretty funny to pretend like you're throwing a birthday party and it's no one's birthday.
Every time your professor ends a thought, buy an air horn and blow it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm going to get suspended.
Say something that the professor would say.
All right. So the difference between real property and real estate is going to be in North Carolina, difference in North Carolina nationally. In North Carolina, they're both the same.
Imagine if you were in a lecture hall and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Yeah. And it's like so too many people.
Hire a monkey to take notes for you. Then when you read it, yell at him and tell him it's gibberish and no one can understand this, and then fire him immediately.
Oh, nobody can get a monkey.
Also, ride a 10-speed into class, crash into the board, and then get up and walk to your desk like nothing happened.
Also very manly.
This is all like a cartoon.
Well, hey, listen, I'm just trying to help you out here.
Let's go ahead and get to the phones at 704-570-9595. We were looking for caller number 9. And this is Caroline from Hickory. You are being qualified for the AMC prize.
Yay!
Yeah. So who would you want to take down to the bunker with you?
Manny.
What?
What?
I think Manny.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's pronounced Manny, but that's okay. I'll still come.
Why do you want him?
Because, I mean, first of all, funny, which we're going to need to laugh a little bit. And also, we could use him as safe.
You get to what?
Use them as bait if need be.
Oh, use them as bait. That's funny. And you know he'll pull a couple pranks on you along the way, too, I'm sure.
So if you're being chased, you're tripping Manny.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to have to sacrifice somebody and negotiate with the zombie when they knock on the door. They're like, give me one.
All right. Yeah. Take the funny one.
Also, don't forget Caroline Hickory. I will have the 2-week boxers on. The boxer briefs that I wore for 2 weeks, so there'll be no stench while I'm in the bunker. Keep that in mind, too, people.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, so this week we got 3 votes for Loren, 1 vote for Manny.
There's still one more day in the week, buddy.
It may be me.
Caroline, we're also going to throw you a Kiss 95.1 t-shirt.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MRL show. Hold on a second.
By the way, those are limited editions. We don't really buy t-shirts. So the fact that we even have them, I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I meant to ask you how your brother did with the au pair. Vin, he was staying with you.
Yeah, he did okay. He's not really the one I'm concerned about, though. Apparently, she's hanging out with somebody else in my life very soon.
Somebody we know?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Somebody pretty that works well. Here?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I think I know. Let's talk about it, like, just after 7?
All right.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Good, bud.
Well, I didn't know that you guys were recording me when I was singing the other day.
Okay.
It was nice.
You're the voice of an angel.
Left in the dust, unless I stuck by you. That's not bad. Okay. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Big shout out to Davidson. I was up there last night watching the game. Davidson beat Rhode Island. Went to the Brick House. Met a nice bartender named Amanda. So shout out to everybody up there.
All right. So, Loren, you have an au pair. She's very new to America.
Yes, she is. She's only been with our family for like 3 weeks. And my brother was staying with me this week. He is on his way back to the airport now. But
how'd they get along, Vinny and
Vinny's he's a strange cat sometimes. Like, I don't think he knows what to say, so he's just really quiet. But like once they got talking, there was some flirting going on. Yeah,
hey,
so I had to shut that down real quick. I was like, Vinny.
Really?
Yeah.
Elena was just probably being nice.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And Vinny was probably just being nice too. But, you know, they're both the same age or like maybe a year difference. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
So, but who is it that you're nervous about that we all know?
Yeah. My brother, I can check and like I don't have to worry about him. It's somebody that we all work with that I'm more concerned about.
Okay. Someone who we work with.
Ooh.
So, Elena, my au pair, she put on social media that she was looking for locals to show her around Charlotte because she's brand new and obviously one of us, either myself or Elena, has to be with cash, so I can't take her and show her a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But she put it out there and producer Nicole answered the call.
Really?
Here we go.
Oh, man.
All right. I mean, Nicole's, she'll get out.
Yeah.
She hangs with Nicole.
Nicole, newly single.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
Listen, I don't know how I feel about it. It has nothing to do with, like, you guys dating or, like, hanging out in that way, shape, or form. I just know she cannot, like, take my car when she's with you. Like, it's an Uber ride back and forth.
I'm responsible.
I just remember you saying you like straight women. So, I remember that was your type.
Okay, that doesn't mean every single straight woman in this world is, like, a victim.
That's true.
Let's give Nicole a chance. What are your plans with Elena?
I don't know. So, I was thinking about it. Like, a trolley pub could be cool because she'd go to multiple places around and, like, see the stuff. And it's fun.
Explain what that is.
So it's like a trolley pub. It's a trolley pub. It's like a bar on wheels that you go to different places around Charlotte. And a lot of the times, like, you can book the whole thing.
It's kind of like a pub crawl.
Yeah. Or you can do, like, a shared experience where, like, you book, like, two or three tickets and then you join other people.
A bar on wheels.
Yes.
Gotcha. Sounds like my worst nightmare.
And it goes. So I thought
you
about
have to pedal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, pedal harder going uphill.
So I thought about that.
Okay. That's interesting.
When is the
night out? Have you planned it?
No, I haven't planned it. I just threw it out there.
Okay, so there's not, like, a date set.
No, and here's the thing. Again, I'm not concerned with her, like, hanging out with producer Nicole. I just know producer Nicole likes to do pickle back shots.
She goes hard.
And she does go hard in the paint. Yeah. So I need...
How do you know she doesn't go hard in the paint?
I don't, but I need her to not go as hard in the paint as you do because I need her to be alive for my son the next day.
Yeah, but does she have a day off?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll go out the night before her day off.
She gets a day and a half off.
Jeez.
Who else has answered her call? Because you said she posted on socials that she was looking to hang out. So Nicole and then...
I'm not sure who else did.
Were there other people, though?
I'm hoping.
I'm sure.
Poor Nicole. Listen, I love you, Nicole, but you do party really hard. She's going to be having to take care of Cash the next day puking.
But we don't even have to party. Like, we can go to a concert. Like, like music?
Yeah, she loves music. Okay. That would be cool. Somewhere there's no pickleback shots.
Yeah, you know, just beer. And I don't know. There's, like, the Checkers. We could go to a sporting event.
She likes breweries.
Okay.
Has she ever been to a hockey game, I wonder, in Italy?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So there we go. You know,
can we go too?
I can do. Yeah, you can go. I didn't ask her on a date. I asked her if she wanted friends.
Lorraine, I no longer live your house. I live Nicole's house now.
I hear Nicole looking for a roommate.
I
come in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock is okay. After one night.
Shut up.
When you reached out to her, I got two questions, one for Nicole and one for Loren. When you reached out to her, did she know who you were? Did you say, hey, I'm Nicole, I work with Loren?
No, I just assumed that she knew.
Okay, and you said, hey, hey, we'll hang out, let's do it.
I said, I think my exact words were, like, well, let's go.
Okay, and then when she came to you to tell you that Nicole had reached out to her, what'd she say to you, Loren?
She showed me the back and forth between the two of them.
It was short, but I showed Loren too.
Yeah.
Well, you have look of panic in your eyes, Loren.
Yeah. Well. Okay, so you're going to have to plan it on a day that she has completely off, I guess.
Well, no, you could go out like a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then she has all day Sunday off.
Yeah.
Can we just mention that Roy and I have yet to meet her in any setting?
I have invited you guys, but you guys were out of town.
I also thought about Topgolf. That could be cool, too.
Topgolf is cool. I'd like to take her to... I mean, there's so many places that I would like to take her to. I just...
Don't worry,
baby,
I got you.
It's like...
I got you, Lynn.
I'll invite her over. We'll play Mario Kart. Be a great night. Should be home by 9.
Yeah.
Why is it going to be Mario Kart? She's Italian.
Yeah, she could be Luigi. Yeah. I'll invite her over and we can fly the flight simulator game or play the farm simulator with Dean.
Okay.
She can't wait to hang out with me then.
Yeah, sure.
We're lit.
She's like, I hang out with a baby all day long. I definitely want to come to your house and babysit again.
I play Mario Kart. It makes a lot more fun.
That's true. He does. I've played it with him.
Yeah.
They don't tell you the controls or anything and you end up drinking. All right. So, this is good. Now we stand by and wait for stories to come flying into the MRL show. Nicole hanging out with Lorenz, a pair, Elena. How is she liking everything?
I think I think she loves it. I mean, we talk all the time, and we have dinner together every night, so I get to hear, you know, about her day. She just hasn't been able to venture out so much. She went to Target 2 days ago, and she spent 2 hours in there. She kept texting me. She's like, this place is amazing.
Yeah. You know, Tarjay, take her to Walmart. She'd be blown away at Wally World.
At 11:30 at night.
I see men buy underwear and tire.
Yeah. She's ordering chicken fingers, buying tires for the car.
Yeah. Like, this place is great.
Cool. All right. If you want to hang out with Lorenza Pear, reach out to Loren, slide into her DM, and Loren will pass her name along.
Sure.
See, this is like, I feel like it's better to hang out with someone she knows.
Yeah, maybe I'll get her on like Bumble BFF or something.
But maybe like Roy's saying, maybe that person shouldn't be you because you go so hard.
I'll take her out with Casey and I.
No.
That's the worst idea.
That's the party team.
Yeah.
Someone, Louise.
That's the A team for sure. Let's go like C team first, okay?
Okay.
I would like to meet her. Can you set that up?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can we do lunch
something
one
this
day?
Weekend. We can do something this weekend.
Fine. I'm around. Okay, perfect. All right. All right, good luck.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
How do I tell you, Loren? I moved to South Bend with Nicole. You met her once. She's very funny.
Yeah. I think we're good.
All right, what you got coming up in the dirty?
Speaking of moving, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were supposed to be moving to South Beach, but those plans got derailed. I'll tell you why coming up in 6 minutes with the dirty.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
You guys, the texting coming in to 704-570-9595 about Lorenz a pair hanging out with producer Nicole is pretty funny. Area code 803 says, hey, Nicole, is she hot? And that was one of them. I totally want to hang with Nicole and the a pair. How do I get on that? Someone says.
We just were kind of fearful because we know our Nicole, we love Nicole, but she parties. She's a fun partier.
Yeah,
she likes
hard.
To go out.
Somebody from area code 704 says, I've run into Nicole several times at Slate, told her how much I love the show. Loren, don't do it. Don't do it. Exclamation. She put ha ha ha, love the show.
You know, the funny thing is that Elena, our au pair, went out last Saturday, I think. She went to a Hornets game and then ended up at Slate afterwards. So you might run into her there.
Wow. I just imagine that, you know, Elena, your au pair, is going to go do pickleback shots and get drunk and come home from an Uber all banged up, 2:15 in the morning because she lives with the Ren.
Yeah, and coming in and like
loud,
me heating up a hot pocket.
Yeah, just in the kitchen grabbing spoons. Why does she need a spoon? She's in the microwave.
What
when
is all
the
that
moon
racket?
Hits the sky like a big pizza pie. That's a Nicola. That's a Nicola. Calling Nicole at 3 o'clock in the morning.
On speaker. You make it the home, yeah?
Oh, Nicola, you too much. You remember that one time I tried the piccolo shot? It was so funny.
I like that. I also like her not even making it into the house. Like just, the sprinklers come on and they're
her
just
on
like.
The front step.
Yeah, the sprinklers are just squirting her down.
Listen, I've been out with Nicole and almost not made it into the house. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I remember a night we went to an Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper show, and Sterling and I sat together. Oh. You and Nicole sat together.
We were wrecked by the end of the show.
Sterling and I was fine at the end of the show. You guys were so drunk, you barely were walking.
I remember you guys couldn't cross a street.
Yeah. Like, what happened?
I was yelling at cars. It was. Yeah.
Dallas coming down in the morning, just like nonchalantly. Loren,
where's the au pair?
Yeah. Elena's passed out on the front. Night out with Nicole.
Now now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
NASCAR Hall of Fame, Amelie's, Noda, Commonwealth, all great spots. Shopping, food, and booze. We have perfect thing for Nicole and the pair.
That's very true. She's done Amelie's too, so I know she's gone to a couple spots in Charlotte.
Thank you for texting.
All right. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they were South Beach bound, and they were buying an apartment there. Kanye was buying it for his wife, Kim Kardashian, and now they're pulling out of the deal. Apparently, they want more privacy. They showed up to, do a final walkthrough, and the paparazzi and film's crew were in tow, and they just felt like they weren't going to have enough privacy there. So he will lose his $600,000 deposit, but I feel like that's pocket change to Kanye.
Yeah, does that bother Kanye at all, Kim, that he loses that kind of money, $650,000? Is that what you said?
$600,000.
Oh, $600,000? Yeah. Oh, does that bother him?
No.
Bothers me.
No.
I lost $20 in the dryer once, and I was upset.
Right?
Oh. All right. Well, James Corden had Alicia Keys on his show, and they did a funny parody about her hosting the Grammys.
You know I won 15 times. If a speech goes long or I hate someone's song.
The host has to be polite.
Hosting the Grammys, the Grammys.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Like that.
That is fun.
That's this Sunday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. It's coming right up. So Nick Cannon, his ex-wife, Mariah Carey, is not the only one who shades J-Lo. Apparently, you guys remember the whole thing, I don't know her, right?
Yeah.
Well, Nick Cannon is hosting the Wendy Williams show this week. And, of course, J-Lo came up as they were talking about celebrity crushes. And he said, I don't know her. And then laughed it off and said that was a joke for all the lambs.
Mm.
Which I guess are Mariah Carey's fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Pink just announced that she has a new album and a single coming out. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and gave us a little sneak peek of what Walk Me Home sounds like.
Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind.
Nice. She's going to be here next month.
Yeah. Oh, Pink really? Has a great voice, and I feel like sometimes she doesn't get the credit she deserves, you know?
Yeah.
But that is your Dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine, 704-570-9595. She's got so many wins, almost 40 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Lauren, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, yes.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Who you got with you?
I have my daughter in the car with me right now.
I heard a little voice in the background. Maybe she'll help you out today.
I hope so.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. You can watch her on MRL TV. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook Live, you can see that she has slammed the door. She's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the question.
All right, Lauren, playing for everyone in the Ville of Moors. Here we go. Happy 41st birthday to this actor who played major roles in That 70s Show and No Strings Attached. He's also the Punked King. What actor is that?
Ashton Kutcher.
For Christmas, Kanye surprised Kim Kardashian with a $14 million beach condo, but it looks like he's now backing out of the deal. True or false, Kim is currently pregnant. By a surrogate, by the way.
Oh, by surrogate, true.
Yes, sorry about that. Okay. It's been rumored that Halsey has already moved on, but now it looks like her ex-boyfriend and co-singer of their hit song, Him and I, has officially moved on, too. Who is the who is her ex-rapper?
I don't know that one.
And Fuller House has announced that they only have one more season, but Bob Saget thinks that if fans sign up on petition and do some sort of rebellion, that maybe it'll keep going. What role does Saget play on the show Fuller House and Full House?
The dad.
Do you know his name?
Goodness, I don't.
Looking for the name, Roy.
Okay.
Question five. The NBA All-Star Celebrity Game roster was announced yesterday, and everybody's super excited. Now, which Hornets player is going to be representing the Hornets at the All-Star Game?
Dang it, I don't know sports either.
All right, you would know his name. You'll probably know it when you hear it. Come on in, Lauren.
How did Lauren do?
She got three correct.
Hey.
All right, happy 41st birthday to this actor who played major roles in That 70s Show and No Strings Attached. He's also the Punked King. Who is that?
Ashton Kutcher.
That's right, 1-1.
And for Christmas, Kanye surprised Kim K with a $14 million Miami Beach condo, but it looks like he's going to be backing out of that purchase right now. True or false, Kim's having another baby via surrogate?
True.
That's right, 2-2.
And it's been rumored that Halsey has already moved on, but now it looks like her ex-boyfriend and co-singer of their hit song, Him and I, has officially moved on too. Who is the ex-rapper?
G-Eazy.
That is correct. No answer from Lauren. It's currently 3-2. By the way, I made a mistake. I said that Lauren got 3 correct. She actually only got 2 correct.
Oh, okay.
All right, Fuller House announced that they only have one more season, but Bob Saget thinks if the fans petition and do a little rebellion, that maybe it will continue. Mm-hmm. What role does he play on Full House and Fuller House, looking for his name in the show?
Oh, God, it's been a minute.
3?
He's the dad. I don't know.
She said 2.
Dad.
That is incorrect. He was the dad, but his name was Danny Tanner.
Danny, that's what it was.
It's
Dang
currently
it.
3-2.
Remember that, Lauren, now?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, and the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game roster just got announced yesterday, and everybody's super excited about the celebrities coming through. By the way, which Hornets player is going to be representing Charlotte in the All-Star Game?
Kemba Walker?
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Lauren. Final score, 4-2. Lauren, you got 40 wins.
Lauren, I'm sorry. Not quite a win today. You know what I want to hear?
Hi, my name is Lauren from Mooresville, and I cannot beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Lauren.
Thank you. Still to come.
We are the morning show known for busting cheaters. It's War of the Roses. Missy, her man's been getting some text messages late at night, and she starts sneaking through. What does she find? Is she a cheater? We discover it with a new War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Missy, you want to check up on your boyfriend, Jared, to your relationship. Why do you think he's cheating on you all of a sudden?
So, we live together, and lately his phone has been, like, lighting up in the middle of the night. And I'm like, it's, like, woken me up. And I thought that was really weird, and I know his passcode. So after a couple nights of this happening, I went over and I checked it. And he woke up and, like, caught me and lost his damn mind. Like, screaming at me, I would never touch your phone. How could you do this? Why don't you trust me? And, like, I asked him straight up, are you cheating on me? And he, like, wouldn't answer. He just kept, like, he made it all about, like, me checking his phone. But why else would his phone have been lighting up in the middle of the night? And, like, his reaction was so crazy. Like, if it was something
right, he would have just given you the phone.
He just said so. Like, it was crazy.
So, wait, so, Missy, did you not find anything? Or he caught you before you could really get into it?
He caught me before I got to look. Like, caught me as I was, like, unlocking it.
Yeah, that's weird. I wouldn't care if Sterling looked at my phone.
Right, but if you were getting text messages in the middle of the night and you were trying to hide them, this is the reaction a cheater would have, I think.
Yes.
So have you confronted him again about it or no?
No.
And how long ago was this? When was that night?
That was 2 nights ago.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Yeah, sounds like he's a cheater to me.
All right, this is a priority War of the Roses. We bumped you to the front of the line so that we can find out what's going on in your life, Missy. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jared, please.
Yeah, this is he. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Jared. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is you've won our Text to Win contest. One of your friends entered you in our giveaway, and we randomly selected your number to get a dozen free red roses.
Okay. That's weird. I don't feel like none of my friends would do this. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guess do I have to pay shipping and handling or anything? I don't really want to like have to pay for any of this.
No, it is a completely free giveaway. I don't need your credit card or anything like that. It's not a reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery.
Oh, yeah. The name's Caitlin.
Okay.
How about you put, just to show you I'm a nice guy, even though you already... Sorry. Just to show you I'm a nice guy, even though you almost got us caught.
Got caught doing what? I'm just curious.
I don't really think you need to know that. You can just write the message.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Yep. I'm just wondering what Missy's going to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jared.
Jared.
Hello?
Who is Caitlin?
Who is this?
That's it's your girlfriend, Missy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what is happening right now?
You are on War of the Roses with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
Come on, man. Are you right now? Is this serious?
Yes.
We are not.
Really, guys? This is what you do? This is what you do?
Who the hell is Caitlin?
What? No one. Can we not do this right now?
Then why are you sending her roses?
What do you mean, what am I saying?
When's a good time for you?
Yeah, when's a good time to be... To figure out you're cheating and it all be revealed and it all gets in the open. What's scheduled?
Guys, this is not your business, okay? This is
it is our business because she brought us into it.
It's my business, Jared. What the hell is going on? God, I asked you. I knew something was up and I asked you straight up and you couldn't even be honest in that moment. Instead, you're just going to keep sneaking around and like send someone flowers even though I caught
you. No. That's not what this is, okay?
You were going
into my phone, okay? And that's not the first time this has happened.
Don't make this about her going into your phone.
Okay?
You should have had something to hide.
It could have been an emergency. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. And instead, it was some whore you sleeping with? Oh, I can't believe
you. Did we ever find out who Caitlin was?
I don't think so.
How long have you been with Caitlin?
A month and a half.
That's special. You're a real stand-up guy.
So does Caitlin know that you have a girlfriend? Or you used to have a girlfriend? Does Caitlin know about Missy, that you sleep next to her?
Yeah, she does.
Sounds really wonderful. She's totally okay with just sneaking around with you? Is that what she texts you only in the middle of the night? Like, so I won't catch on to it? Can you get away with it?
Well, you know what? I know one thing about her, Missy, that she doesn't go snooping through my phone, which is one of the things I like the most about her.
Wow.
Yeah, well, she trusts you for now until you start cheating on her with someone else. Once a cheater, always a cheater. You know what?
Go and
have a lovely time with her. And get out of my house.
All right, fine. I'll load up Caitlin's 4Runner later today, and I'll come get it, and we'll be gone.
Oh. Oh, she better not show up at my house. Jared, I'm serious.
Right.
She better not show up.
I'm letting go of him.
Please.
Yeah, see, you gotta trust your instincts. I knew something was up.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So you just heard the War of the Roses, or maybe you got in the car and you missed it. You can always listen to the War of the Roses podcast, you guys.
Yep, just look it up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, B-Pod Studios. com.
Follow us on our socials at the MRL Show. Twitter, Jay said best War of the Roses in a long time. And I think by best, they mean the most entertaining to listen to, because don't forget, people's relationships are being broken up here.
yeah.
And then Ray says, I love how mad the cheaters get on the War of the Roses. Like they're the victim in all this.
Right.
And that happens 5, if not 10 times out of 10 where they go, are you doing this to me now, like this?
Well, not only that, but they get upset that people were snooping through their phones and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, you were giving them a reason.
That's true, and that's what we want to talk about here, you guys. Get to us. We need to talk to you all this morning. Slide into our phone DMs.
Is that the cool way of saying call now?
Yeah. That's my new way of saying call us, Roy. Try it.
Slide into my phone DM.
Yeah, there you go. Into my phone at 704-570-9595. What suspicious activity was going on your partner's phone that made you go all Missy and check it in the middle of the night? Or maybe you got busted trying to check the phone just like Missy did. That's ultimately what happened on this war.
I think if you got busted trying to check somebody's phone and they truly had nothing to hide, it would be a bump in the road, but I don't necessarily know that it would end the relationship.
Yeah. Wouldn't end it. Like, if Sterling was looking at my phone, I'd be like, what am I doing to you to make you think?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm cheating.
It would definitely be a conversation, but I don't necessarily know that it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you bust your partner? Maybe they weren't cheating, but what suspicious activity was going on with their phone that made you look at their phone or ask to see their phone? 704-570-9595. I've shared this story before with you guys. I was dating Amanda for about 6 months. We did a little day drinking. Your old friend Manny crashed out on the couch at like 6. And then I woke up at like 11 and I was all disoriented. I was like, where am I? What's going on? And Amanda was nice. And she's like, you know, we were drinking. You're okay. You're good. And then she's like, so let me ask you, like, things are over between you and your ex, who's also was named Amanda before I dated my wife. And I said, yeah. She goes, well, how come, like, you're calling her, like, babe and, like, you're talking sweet to her on text? She went through my phone. And I told her, and truth be told, my ex, she was kind of, like, in a bad situation, and I was trying to make this breakup. She knew it was over. She knew I was dating someone else, but I was trying to ease things for her. And you can shoot me that look if you want, but my Amanda, Lorraine, I swear.
How long were you dating the new Amanda at this point? Because I know
about 5 or 6 months.
Let me tell you, radio fam, I wish you could have saw Lorraine's eyes.
But Lorraine, I was so in love with my wife. You know my story. Like, I fell in love at first sight with my wife.
Well, maybe he got confused because they're both Amanda.
No. Point being was I was texting her. She was hitting me. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It's over. And I might have used, like, you know, babe, move on. It's over.
Okay.
And, you know,
you can't get mad at her, though, if you're giving her mixed signals and she's not moving on because you're calling her babe.
No. She knew I was moved on. That wasn't it. Amanda, my wife, wanted to know, like, why I was still talking to her. And then I told her, you know what? I said, this is it. I'm deleting you out of my phone. Like,
but
it's over.
You may have meant nothing by it, but she took it some type of way. Like, there was still one inkling in her mind that you might get back together.
Well, guess what? Like, 2 months later, she got into an accident. Nothing serious, but she ended up marrying the cop who showed up.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so now they're happily
married.
That's
a cool story.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Kat from Hickory. Hey, Kat.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kat. Go ahead. What do you want to say about War of the Roses with Missy and Jared?
This has been the best one in a long time, but it sounds way too familiar. He sounds just like my, hate to say it, husband, but she was so in the right to go through his phone.
Did your husband cheat on you?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Not going to say yes or no there.
Okay. But there was some suspicious phone activity?
Lots, yeah.
Before you got married?
We're technically actually still not married.
Okay, you just
for those particular reasons.
Okay.
Oh.
But we've been together for 13 years, and our anniversary is Valentine's Day.
That's interesting. Kat, let me ask you before we let you go, because you say it's the best War of the Roses, and I don't know if we've ever asked this. Like, we talk to people on social media, on Twitter, at the MRL show and stuff, but, like, what is it that makes it a good War of the Roses for you? Is it when we bust the cheater and he comes up with the excuses? Because to me, I love when the woman or the person who thinks they're being cheated on says something funny back. Like, to me, that's a good War of the Roses.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But my thing is catching them.
Yeah.
That's my thing, because I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is honestly the first time I've called in or chimed in or anything. But me and my kids listen to you guys every morning on the way to school and on the way to work. Like, it's just kind of our routine. So they always ask me, hey, what happened with the War of the Roses? So I have to tell them. That's one of the reasons that we listen, just because it's so interesting to hear you catch the people that are doing people wrong.
Thank you, Kat. That means the world to us. Mm-hmm. We love that you're part of the MRL radio family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Love being part of it.
You get a new War of the Roses Tuesday and Thursday at 7:50 right here on the MRL show. And you know what? There's a bunch of them where we don't bust cheaters, and you don't get to hear those because there's no drama. No. There's nothing going on. You only get to hear the ones where there's drama.
Yeah. And I bet she loved this one the most because it kind of sounds like the situation she's in.
Right.
You
know? Yeah, I know. But like somebody said the other day, met someone the other day and was talking about War of the Roses, and they were like, oh my God, Lorraine was so funny on War of the Roses when she said this. I love that about War of the Roses. So somebody likes when you go after them.
That's funny because you're not trying to be funny in that, you know, sense in that moment, but you're just, I have a sharp tongue, so.
Yeah, and it plays off, though, like when the guy tries to make an excuse for himself. Like, you guys were both really funny on this War of the Roses when he goes, you're busting me now, and you two both said, well, when's a better time that we can bust? Do you have a better time that you want us to call you?
We're very sarcastic.
And to me, that's funny. So,
you know, we record these so far in advance, I forgot what
me
I even
too.
Said. All right, so 704-570-9595. If you want to talk about this War of the Roses, we'll take your phone calls next.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So many people loving the MRL show. We're getting lots of love today, and that's nice.
Thank you.
To get love and share the love. If you are a fan of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, like us on our socials, and then tell a friend about us, too.
Yeah, the more people that hear about us, the more cool things we get to give to you. Like, this morning, we're qualifying people to win a trip to The Walking Dead. We have a great relationship with AMC, and they're doing the big premiere of The Walking Dead this Sunday, and we're going to send someone down to Atlanta where they filmed the thing to have a VIP party.
That's so cool.
So the more family members that we get, the more cool things we get like that to give to you.
I'd like to welcome two new members of the MRL Show family this morning, if I might.
Okay.
Frank and Phil, who I met last night at Davidson at the basketball game. They will be listening to the MRL show this morning.
Very cool.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Phil. They're brothers.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Sophie's in the car, Roy.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. What do you want to say about War of the Roses between Missy and Jared, who after she saw some late-night text messages on Jared's phone, we did War of the Roses and found out he was cheating?
Well, he, you know, you notice they always blame the person snooping.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe you touched my phone. It's like, well, you shouldn't have been hiding anything.
Amen.
You know,
that's
but
true.
I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. Oh. My grandchildren, they can be so loud in the back when I drive them to school, but as soon as cheaters come on, they're like, shh.
Hey, Grandma Sophie, Grandma Sophie, guess what? You can go on our podcast and listen to War of the Roses from past. I mean, you could sit there and listen to an hour to 2 hours worth of wars, and the kids will be quiet for 2 hours.
The whole time.
Oh, yeah, that's never going to happen. I would love to listen for a podcast, but they would be on there forever. Yeah. They just love you guys. They even convinced my husband to change his radio station in his car.
Wow.
So they could listen to you.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Well, listen, I'm glad you guys made the switch to us, and we love you for that, okay?
Okay, you guys just keep doing whatever you're doing every morning.
Thank you.
Aww,
all three of you are hilarious.
Thank you. Did you hear that, boss?
You make our day.
Well, yep. Thanks a lot, Sophie. Thank you so much. There was somebody else on hold. We lost them, but they were curious about what was going on in the phone. The phone was going off at night.
Mm-hmm.
They deleted everything on the phone by accident. So they were trying to sneak it. But she accidentally deleted everything.
That's funny.
And put it back down. Was like, don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to host the Oscars.
No way.
I swear. He put out a tweet, and I guess, you know, he was going. They tried really hard to make it work. But since they're shooting the sequel for Jumanji, he just couldn't do it.
Oh. You know, and it would have been really funny. I can already write the open. I can already write it. Him getting all dressed like it's WWE. He's doing, what's that smell? He walks out shocked that it's not a WWE thing. Uh-oh, this is awkward.
It's not bad.
And then he just stands there in his underwear.
It's not bad.
Isn't that good writing?
Yeah, I like that.
That's good writing, Ryan. You could have.
Oh.
Okay, apparently there was, or fans thought that there was a feud going on between Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande, but they're girls. But in one of Nicki's lyrics, I guess she says, killing everyone's beat, thank you, next, Ariana. So people thought that was a diss, but they're girls.
It's a shout out.
It was a shout out. So they both took to social media to be like, hey, everyone simmer down. This is not a feud. We're friends. So. And Miley Cyrus is collaborating with Shawn Mendes. Now, there's neither star has commented on the report, but our sources are telling us that they're putting the finishing touches on a song, and her fans think that she's giving them a little heads up since she took a picture at Grammy's rehearsal and Sean's guitar was in the background.
Mm.
Yeah, it could be fun. Do we have time to get to what Blac Chyna's mom is saying about Blac Chyna?
She thinks
the baby should go back with Rob Kardashian until she gets her life together.
Well, I don't think nothing is wrong with children going with their dad to their mother's get, you know, better. It happens in everyday homes. His little bitch, excuse the French, he's crazy. She's crazy for messing with him. Second of all, you have him around my grandkids. That's crazy. So if you mess with somebody that they're that crazy, he must have malfunctioned.
So
So I guess she's talking about Black China, whoever Black China is seeing right now.
Oh, because yeah, I thought she was talking about Rob. Okay.
No, she thinks the baby should go back with Rob until Black China gets this whole situation figured out. Because I guess she's, you know, she had the cops called on her because she got into a fight with somebody on her glam squad. And there just seems to be a little downward spiral happening.
Wow.
Okay. Plus, Grandma Chris is very nice over there in that family.
She just making it rain.
Yeah. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
All right, I found an ice massager for your back. My neck is killing me this morning, but it's one that you can put into the freezer, and then as you're using it on your neck, it is cold. So it's not like, you know, we're doing the hot and the cold right now, the ice, and then I have a warm pack on right now, but man, I am hurting today, and I know this would make my life easier, so it might make somebody else's.
And yet you refuse to go see my childhood friend, the great Dr. Marco in Waxaw and Ballantyne.
I want to go see Marco. I don't have enough hours in the day. Trust me, I would have gone this week.
I'll see if I can't get him to come up and do a house call.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Well, that's a cool
thanks,
move.
Lauren.
That's true.
Like we're celebrities or
maybe
something.
Next week if I'm still hurting. We just didn't have time this week. But that's your dirty, and we'll have that and more what Lauren likes up on the website, kiss951.com.
Yesterday I did something funny. I paid off an intern to get out of the studio, basically. And I want to talk about why that happened, and I got to find out if anyone else ever paid someone off to keep quiet or to do something. You want to talk about that? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It happened, and we were like, holy cow, I just paid someone off.
Yeah, like in the mob or something.
All right, we'll get to that in 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show.
I hit it once.
Roy and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
You did that.
I hit it once, thought.
Your big fingers hit it twice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's heat sensitive, so maybe you're just really hot today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that make you feel better?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm heating up my finger to see if I can hit the next, if I can get the next element to start.
Good if you get it close to the his mouth to the computer. Be careful, you're going to do it.
Use your nose.
I think you made it manual.
Hey, yeah, whoa. Our computer runs on heat.
Yeah, it's heat sensitive.
All right. So yesterday we had this kind of funny moment that wasn't planned, which is a lot of things that happen on the show, but producer Nicole wanted to share a story, and sometimes like we have interns in here, and when it's like something about our personal lives or whatever, and we're in commercial on our Facebook Live or playing a best of bit on Facebook Live, and we just need the four of us to have a conversation.
Yeah, something's personal needs to be kept personal.
So Jamie is Aaron and Jamie run our digital department, and so intern Jamie was sitting over there, and Nicole came in, and she's like, "Oh, I got to tell you something about the weekend," and it was work/friend related. So I said to Jamie, I said, "Hey buddy, will you give us a minute?" And I felt bad doing that.
Yeah, just kicking him out of the room.
So what did you do? You took it one step further.
But without even anticipating it, I basically paid him off to leave the studio. And I felt like either a mobster or like a grandfather or somebody who I was like, I went into my wallet, I got a buck, and I said, go get yourself something at the vending machine.
Take a lap, Farley.
Hey, bud. Go buy you something nice, okay? Go buy yourself something nice.
I mean, you're going to give more than a buck.
That's something. There's episode after episode where Tony Soprano, like, was talking mob stuff in front of, like, Meadow, his daughter's friends. And he would always be, like, you know, he's ready to talk about whacking someone, but in front of Meadow's friends, he'd be like, "Hey, Meg, here's a couple bucks. Why don't you go get some ice cream?" And then he smiles and watches her go off. Good. It's on me. And then all of a sudden he turns around and goes, "You make sure this guy doesn't."
That's kind of how it was yesterday. We paid off a kid to go so we could talk in secret.
And he goes, "Thanks. Thanks for the dollar." I don't know what he got, but he got something from the vending machine. But I was like, did he get something to Aaron?
He got pretzels. I was actually wondering where he got them.
Oh, he had pretzels in here. He could have just had those.
Yeah, he bought his own pretzels.
I needed him to go out. What was I going to do? Throw the bag out the door and make him run after it like a dog?
I'm just saying he could have bought something else and then still had our pretzels.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. That raises the question, though, like, gosh, just one call on this would be great if anybody would tell us.
Have you ever paid someone off?
Yeah. Did you give someone shut up money?
Hey, do you remember the call we got about the kid that saw an accident or something? And the person that hit the other car came over and paid him off to not show
confession.
Up in court? Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes. Confession.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever paid someone off, 704-570-9595, you can remain anonymous. If you're in the mafia, don't worry.
Oh, gosh.
What was that such a reaction?
Let's go to Elena on line 7.
Come on.
Lorenza Pear.
Hello.
Hello, Elena.
Hello.
Hi, Lorenza Pear.
Hey.
Hi, what's going on?
I just want you to know she's in the car right now, probably listening.
I like to pay off.
Oh, who'd you pay off, Elena?
I pay off for my friends in Italy.
Oh, what'd you? Why?
Make sure you say good things about me.
Okay.
So I can work with the Loretta family.
Oh, do you have a whole second life in Italy that we
Maybe
don't know?
Maybe not everything is so great in Italy for me. Right?
Is that right?
I'm joking. I love Elena. I can't wait to meet her.
I know. We got to get together. We got to get the whole fam together. The whole radio
family. Are you going to impersonate Elena in front of Elena?
Yes. You're savage. Did you ever pay anyone? I figured, like, you must have paid someone, like, here's $10. I didn't break the lamp. Shut up.
No, I really. So my next door neighbor, I must have been, like, 6th or 7th grade, but I had a boyfriend at the time. And I did not want to hang out with him. And, I told him a lie, like, on why I didn't want to hang out. And my next door neighbor ended up, like, catching me lying about it. And I said, yo, I'll give you $20 if you don't tell him that I lied.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Who did you pay off and why? 704-570-9595. Just one. Come on.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Kind of unknowingly yesterday, we paid off our intern to get out of the studio. And we were kind of having sometimes there's private conversations that need to be had. Like, I'll never forget when I was interning for Howard Stern, I was the only one in the intern room, and he didn't know who I was or anything, but he's like, hey man, you almost done doing what you were doing? I was like logging the show. I was like, yeah. He goes, I need you to get out for a minute. I got to take a call.
Beat
I
got
to
make you're a bothering call. Me.
He's like, beat it. I got to make a call. And all I thought about, I was like, who's he calling and what's going on? And
why are they doing it in your room?
Yeah, why not go into his office or, like, any other room? It was so strange. And, you know, I think he felt bad for having to do it. That's why I felt bad kicking the intern out yesterday. But, you know, it was not for him to hear. And I went to my wallet and I gave him a buck. And I literally was like, hey, here's a buck, dude. Go to the vending machine.
You paid him off to leave.
Yeah.
So when did you pay someone off? 704-570-9595. Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
How you doing?
Oh,
hey.
What a delay.
That was a cool delay.
Sorry, John.
All right, man. So who'd you pay off?
Well, I actually got paid off. I was sitting in Novon Hospital. My wife works there, so I was waiting to take her to lunch. This guy sits down next to me, all a little creepy, like really close knee to me, like this other bench is there, and he just sits right next to me. And I look over as I return an email. I'm like, can I help you? He says, oh, I got a business. I got a proposition for you. I'm like, well, okay. Well, I'm listening. Like, it's awkward as I don't know what. And he said, I'm going to give you $150 if you can help Pat pee in this cup.
Well, I was like,
what? He said, I'll give you $150 if you just pee in this cup. And you know, honestly, I did it. $150 ever made. The only thing I feel bad about was he never asked me if he would actually pass. So.
Oh, so maybe boy. There was something in your system.
Thanks, Anonymous.
So you got $150 and still failed.
How very Bill Belichick of you.
Oh, wow.
Take the money, cash the check, and walk it
and
anyway.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, wow. This is Anonymous in South Carolina, South Kakalaki. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys? I love you guys.
Thanks, Anonymous. We all know that everything's fine in South Carolina.
Well, that's part of me being anonymous for one. But so I didn't pay anybody off. What happened was I was paid off. I found out that this guy that I was seeing on and off for a couple of years had a family. He had a whole nother life, had a wife and children. And I made a comment just being smart and told him that he better find a way to shut me up. So he closed out his 401k and gave me $10,000.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. 10 grand?
What was that?
10 grand?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't have to work all summer long. It paid my rent all summer.
Oh, my gosh. You got bigger kahunas than me. I would have been afraid, like, you'd whack me or something, you know? You got to find a way to shut me up.
Don't. Shut you forever.
I told him. No, I just told him if he didn't want his wife to know, he better find a way to shut me up. And I was kidding. Wow. I was totally kidding. But then he met me at a restaurant and gave me an envelope full of cash.
When he gave you the $10,000, you knew it was pretty much over then, right? Like, you're all right, I'm done with him.
Oh, yeah. I walked out of there happy. I was fine.
Let's get to the good stuff. What'd you spend the 10 grand on?
Like I said, I took the summer off and I went on a couple of vacations with my kids and paid my rent. So I didn't do anything really, but I paid my bills.
You know, I need a good blackmail. I want to blackmail someone.
I don't think you're supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, I want someone to tell me a secret so I can hold it over them. No one ever tells me anything.
Yeah, because nobody believes that you'll keep the secret.
I know.
All right, Anonymous. Thanks so much for hanging with us each morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. Wow. She said she was joking, but yet when she said it to us, like, you better give me something to stay quiet.
That sounded real.
If I was him, I would have done the same thing.
That's like my wrath of Ren. Like, sometimes I'm just kidding, but you never really know with me.
No, you don't.
You don't pay your UP guy or your FedEx guy to keep quiet, the Amazon delivery guy?
I don't think I need to. I just tell them to put them around the side of the house.
Yeah.
Or we only do deliveries on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Dallas and Lorraine.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Coming up just after 9, sexy images of women are making men crave this.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we saw this from the New York Post. We love reading the New York Post.
It is the best little newspaper.
Yeah, that's the one with the fun covers, right? Yeah. Where it's like the fun titles?
Yep.
Yeah.
They have the best titles.
In fact, if you have, app, they have a feature where users can generate and make your own covers. And each week they vote the best one.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I got it one week.
Like, did they have you credited? Yeah.
Can you say what you posted?
So there's the football team, Roy, the New York Jets, had a player named Santonio Holmes. Santonio Holmes took himself out of a game, being a whiny diva wide receiver. And there was a picture of him sitting on the bench with his helmet, and he was all mad. So mine was Sit-tonio. And I got Sit-tonio the week.
Holmes, yeah.
People voted.
That's really cool.
Thank you. I was proud of that.
Do you have a copy of it framed or something?
I don't.
Do they use? They don't actually use it as a cover, though.
No.
This is just a fun
just digital. They vote on the best user generated one each week. Buddy, I wish.
I thought they actually printed it.
No, that would have been cool. But anyway, this is
this is great. This is something that you would expect the New York Post to write about. They went ahead and wrote about a study that was published in the Journal of Food Quality and Preference and tracked 1,600 men and 1,600 women to figure out what they crave when they're all, turned on.
Okay.
And evidently,
it's not moving furniture.
Images of women make men crave. What do you think?
Pizza.
Okay, so Ben. What about you, man?
I don't know. I was going to say like exercise or something.
I don't know.
Red meat.
Yep. That's a good piece of meat.
That's weird.
When experiencing sexual motivation, men tended to act out in ways where their desirability was increased after looking at the red meat.
That's so strange.
Wait. They would look at red meat, then think sexual thoughts, or the other way around?
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of written weird, to be honest. And I'm trying to avoid, like, 7 words.
Yeah. The New York Post has great covers, but awful articles.
Yeah. But no, it's just like what the headline says is a little different of what the text says.
You can't read the headline?
It says sexy images of women make men crave red meat, and then it talks about how it happened.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I found this article on Yahoo. Are airlines purposefully splitting up passengers?
I think they are, quite honestly.
Even if you book your travel together, airlines may seat you separately. Why would they do that, Loren?
So that you pay to change your seat.
Bang. That is right, Roy.
Oh.
Low-cost airlines are particularly guilty of this practice, and while they claim it's not happening on purpose, a travel expert says it's not true, noting that it actually takes more work for programmers to make a program that assigns seats at random than it does to assign them sequentially.
So let me say this. We'll find out because I'm about to fly Allegiant, which is a cheaper airline. You know, it's not like a main hub out of Charlotte International to Fort Lauderdale from Concord. And I booked mine, Elena, and Cash's seats all on the same ticket, So we shall see if we are seated separately or together.
Okay. Don't they do that thing where they don't, so like they only sell near people. You know what I mean? Like, you can't pick a seat that's five rows away from someone. Don't they try to start filling it in closer to the people, and then it just keeps going back and back and back?
No, I think they have to, like, distribute it as it comes.
Oh, really?
Because then that way, if it's not a full flight, you can't have all the weight in the front of the plane, right?
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, I guess that's right, yeah. But I know it's like $15 if you want more leg room, yeah. $25 if you want to be at a window.
They nickel and dime you, man. Yeah. Even if you want to take an overhead now, you got to pay.
And I remember I thought the exit row would be great for me for the leg room. Not a good thing for me. your arms don't move.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So I was squeezed in this. Yeah, I'm a big, wide guy. Yeah. I was squeezed in this exit row. But thank goodness the American Airlines flight attendant was like, oh, you are not comfortable. I will go ask people to move for you.
Oh, that was very nice.
That is really nice.
She ended up having to give them, like, free drinks because, like, nobody wanted my seat.
Shout out to our good friends at American Airlines.
Yeah. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.